Blog Talk Radio.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit! Whoa, it's not funny.
I know y'all had some stalkers.
Yeah,
I don't know about y'all. Motherfuckers be stalking me all the damn time, man.
Shit ain't funny. But I am just playing.
I ain't scared, though. Remember, I'm just playing.
I'm in a situation, this bitch done lost it. Should've never fucked, should've backed up off it. A pussy pocket, but I took it down.
Ass up, face down.
Now I'm digging real deep, big daddy long stroke. Getting back shots while I inhale the blood smoke. Flip for over, got a
feet to the ceiling.
Only got the tip and she already screaming. Looking like a demon, begging for the semen. Got the pussy screaming, messing up your breathing. Why you ain't leaving? Put your clothes on.
Goodbye, why you fuck the crazy bitch, daddy?
Cause I got high, no lie, would've never hit it while sober. Begging me to smash, should've got passed over. Stuck on the big dick, now you doing dumb shit. Telling me who I can and who I can't fuck with. That'll get you not fucked with. Bitch, real quick.
Ha 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 ha, you don't get no daddy dick.
Maybe let you taste it, gotta get me wasted. 80 proof of bottles, so we can chase it. I think she lazy cause she looking sexy. I tried to resist but she wouldn't let me. I wanted to leave, I tried to go.
But it's hard to say no with my dick in her mouth though.
Licking on the tip slow, increase the tempo. Deep throat dick, yeah, she make it look simple. Sucking like a pro, yo, sure you ain't a hodo. Kill a lot of pussy, I ain't never been a homo. Work better solo, don't need a promo. 40 B, it's a logo. Really didn't know what I was really getting into. This is just a piece of all the shit that I done been through.
Stalking, stalking. Yeah, these hoes be stalking, faking up my block whenever I leave my apartment. Watching, watching, I ain't even flossing. Changed my number 5 times and this bitch just keep on calling. Stalking, stalking, yeah, these hoes be stalking, begging me to fuck her, I won't let her, she ain't stopping. Watching, watching, I ain't even flossing. Wanna catch me with another bitch so she can star shit.
Don't fuck a psycho, cause if you do, all the crazy shit that you still do to you. Smashing niggas' windows, popping at your mom's house, slashing tires, run up on you with a knife out, that'll get you knocked out. But I know you want that, listen to the cops, you the type of bitch that does that. Saying I attacked you, lying like I hold you. If I did bitch, I'd be cutting off your tattoos, burning off your eyebrows, breaking all your fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, tell the truth, you won't go away. Saying if I ever left, there'll be hell to pay. So you pay to play, and you play to stay. See, I'm more like Kobe, wanna fade away. I really wanna move on, skip it to the next song. Wanna do right, but the whole world is all wrong. My dick too long, she won't let me slide. Like you ain't fucking other niggas that you try to hide. Acting like a nigga blind, wishing I could rewind to a time that I made a stretch like a feline. Tell myself to decline, nigga, she a loony.
You got enough bitches.
You don't need her booty, way too moody, and she ain't a cutie. You live a real life, this is not a movie.
Stalking, stalking. Yeah, these hoes be stalking, faking up my block whenever I leave my apartment. Watching, watching, I ain't even flossing. Changed my number 5 times and this bitch just keep on calling. Stalking, stalking, yeah, these hoes be stalking, begging me to fuck her, I won't let her, she ain't stopping. Watching, watching, I ain't even flossing. Wanna catch me with another bitch so she can star shit.
It's a rap now, bitch better back down. Give a bitch dick, she ain't know how to act now. Don't forget him, even though I play nice. Took the life out you, I'm just waiting till the time right. Talking shit, wanna fight, bitch, put your hands up. End up in a bathtub with your wrist cut. While I smoke blunts, and I sip cups. While I'm shooting at another bitch, cause I done cut. 40 B, he don't front, he don't have to. Lucky I was raised right, would've been slapped you. Snatch you out some high heels, show up, it's a real deal. All the pain that a nigga felt, now you gon' feel. Dagger too real, wouldn't stop a payback. Gotta take it way back, dagger don't play that. Needle in the haystack, I be where you ain't at. Telling everybody that I can't fuck, can't rap. You wanna act tough? I call a bitch bluff. Now my folk up, make the whole come shoot. What am I, donut? Why you wanna glaze me? Get all the niggas that you know to try to fade me. If it happens, then it happens, Jagger won't run. I'ma go all out and I'ma have fun. Beat a nigga like a roster with his own drum. Laughing at you cause you still didn't get none.
Stalking, stalking. Yeah, these hoes be stalking. Faking up my block whenever I leave my apartment. Watching, watching, I ain't even flossing. Changed my number 5 times and this bitch just keep on calling. Stalking, stalking, yeah, these hoes be stalking, begging me to fuck her, I won't let her, she ain't stopping. Watching, watching, I ain't even flossing. Wanna catch me with another bitch so she can star shit.
Believe it, this big old woman come up in my house and try to destroy my place.
You have to relax, Granddad.
How am I supposed to relax? The woman is a trained killer. Do you know the story of Brenda Richie?
You mean Lionel Richie's wife?
No, Lionel Richie's ex-wife. It was 1988. Brenda Richie had just caught Lionel in bed with his future ex-wife wife, Diane Alexander. Oh, it's terrible. Terrible.
How could you know that's how it happened? Were you there?
Brenda Richie knew Kung Fu! Jet Magazine said she used to fight in the Kumite.
Yeah, I mean, if it ain't West, I don't want to hear that shit. Nigga, West Coast Wednesday, turn up or burn up, bitch. Dubs. With it, West. W.
Well, we are on. It is West Coast Wednesday. How about Dagger Queen, you good?
Yep.
All right, that's good. I'm trying to get the video aspect going on. I don't know what the fuck this is over here going on. Hold on, let's do this. What if I do that and just start recording? How about that? I just hope it just goes through. Maybe the video will pop up. Maybe it won't. We'll try to get that situated until the next time. But, again, whether you're out there live or you're downloading this at your own convenience, you are officially tuning in to West Coast Wednesday. Sometimes it don't matter. It's adult topics, playing those get cracking music, you know, shit like that. So, first show of the new year, you know, 2016, a lot of shit already going on. So, it's great. We're going to start this off real nice and real right. You know what I mean? Let's see how this goes. So, if you want to call in tonight, 661-621-7559 is always, 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 you can tune the queue. Or you press 1, let you know you want to holler at us, all right? So, let's smoke some weed, sit back, relax. Wes Witted in the building. We don't know if he's going to get in on the show, but he's in the building. We're going to see what happens. But we're going to smoke some weed right now, and we're going to be right back. All right? West Coast Wednesday, talking about
what's up?
Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio.
My dearest darling, I want to say that loving you has been a real pleasure.
Yeah.
Baby, all
Go
the love
mouth.
And emotion that we've shared together can never
Film shit,
ever.
Baby.
Because when I was down,
just for every nigga out there
around.
That ever been curious about this pimping thing. I'ma
so
take you nigga to school, nigga. Pay attention. Hey, pimping 101, so
my
I'm gonna show
darling.
You how to break a bitch. Never trust a hoe, don't fall in love, only date the bitch. Yeah, she might be pretty, but that pretty shit won't be the fault. $100 profit every trick, then get out the car. Bring that money back and be on time, don't you hesitate. Anything you need, just holler, daddy, I'm gonna get you straight. Get that hoe a cell phone, a blade, and a 22. If I'm not around and they get crazy, you know what to do. If you go to jail, don't call my phone, I'm gonna get you a hoe. Yeah, I got some other hoes, but she gon' get that money though. That's my bottom bitch, cause she my number one investor. The brain's so good, I just call that hoe professor, hey.
Pippin'
hoes just a turn and I see you with my blessings. Hey.
But at the end of every day, I'm still here to hold you. And when I need you, you're there with your arms open. I swear this all's a battlefield, and baby girl, we soldiers. I got the pen bleeding like a slit wrist, but it ain't usually on some shit like this, nah. It's usually about some weed and ignorance, but then I heard this and thought of us and had to get it in. Like when we beefing, I'm yelling and you saying that you leaving, but you still right here. So it's clear you gon' love me till the end. You ain't more than just my girl, baby, you my friend. I appreciate it on some real shit. It's me and you against the world, and we bout to kill it. Don't worry, baby, dry your eyes, we gon' make it. It's just gon' take a little bit of work and dedication,
I know this will hurt someday, but love is worth the pain.
Heart can love again when it fights through the pain. The tears in your eyes bring pain to my heart. Every time we fight, rewind it to the start. It's always over something stupid. I don't want to lose something amazing over something foolish. And 9 times out of 10, it's me being a knucklehead. And I don't see it till the end. When it comes to me and you, I don't see an end. 22 years in this world and I ain't never met a better friend. You got natural beauty on your side, looking so good with some sweats in your head tied. I know you down to ride, cause you always have my back, even through the hardest times. Your smile makes me happy, like the sunshine. I love when we on the beach, cooling in the sunshine. I promise I'm yours and I hope that you'll always be mine.
I know this will hurt someday, but love is worth the pain. A broken heart can love again when it bites through the pain. I know this will hurt someday, but love is worth the pain. A broken heart can love again when it fights through the
loving man, whatever you want, call it. I see them white lines, With a small no coffin. I see them belly full, but you know she's starving. That's the mother love her. For right now, yes, I love her. Got my attention, and it's all I want to focus. Her presence I've left her. Oh, I'm a criminal. So let's buy a gift. Individual, damn trash. Damn say lies, oh. Damn tell me lies, oh. They be writing on cricket like a show. I'm feeling wise. Set up on me up with a ride round. Tell on guns, my gas lights. She done bound by with a clap. And then written with no spot. Damn tell me why lies. Why lies. Damn tell me why lies. Why lies. Set up on me up with a ride round. Tell on guns, my gas lights. She done bound by with a clap. And then written with no spot.
I'm running to you, affection. Pain on my lack of attention. Why lies. Heaven sounding not in my direction. Tell me who your impression. Not free, don't second guess them. Cause I'm destined for greatness from the start. They mean no novice. And you should know this. Read between the lines. My ego, them stroking. Hoping them blow is on my mind. I switch the thinking. But I'm dreaming in colors, not black and white. And never more searching for what I want for my life. So keep them white. Damn, say lies, oh. Damn, tell me lies, oh. They be writing them cricket like a show. I'm feeling wise. Set up on me up with a ride. Tell on guns, my gas lights. She done bound by with a slap. And then written with no spot. Now tell me why lies. Why lies. Now tell me why lies. Why lies. Set up on me up with a ride round. Tell on guns, my gas lights. She done bound by with a slap. And then written with
no spot. If your nose grew when you lied, hold up. Tell me what you top lying, so why that long face? How that true face when you claim you keep it 100? Blue slips and they running and on that bandwagon. They jumping out all of a sudden. Now they want to pay attention when they see you know where they come. You get miss me with all of that. Kick that heather off all of that. I don't react and all of that hype to talk about till I rip. We're sitting on the track. No need for shaking coat and when words are spoken. Keep the stars closed and your lips are open. Oh, I seen and spot you from afar. So keep your white lies.
Don't say lies, oh. Don't tell me lies, oh. They be writing on cricket like a show. I'm feeling wise. Set up on me up with a ride round. Tell on guns, my gas lights. She done bound by with a slap. And then written with no spot. Don't tell me why lies. Why lies. Don't tell me why lies. Why lies. Set up on me up with a ride round. Tell on guns, my gas lights. She done bound by with a slap. And then written with no spot. Don't tell me why lies. Why lies. Don't tell me why lies. Why lies. Set up on me up with a ride. Tell on guns, my gas lights. See them on by with a slap. And then written with no spot. Now tell me why lies.
Yeah, I know the name of the game. I put it in my wallet. Whatever you need, shout it, know I got it. When you hear the beat, come get on my rocket, we'll excel past the skies. You got me going, hey girl, hey shouty. Maybe I could read your mind. You want me to do the thing, so hey shouty. I'm thinking, can I make you mine? I'ma make you mine, make you mine, make you mine. I'ma make you mine, I'ma make you mine, make you mine, make you mine. I'ma make you mine, I'ma make you mine.
But I need to sign your deed. Come with me, yes and BK and me shouted property. I could be your owner, baby. I could really make you mine. In the darkness of your mind, thoroughly, and you will find just a letter followed by my image. Listen to your pupils. When you blink, I will be in them. I don't want to scrimmage. No, I ain't for the game. I walk it how I talk it. I ain't never been no lame. They crippled, trying to keep up with a boss. I paid the cost of what you into. Too swift with the tongue, I'll make you take it off. You on my menu and then do what you say, Simon. I'll make you mine like you are just searching for a diamond.
I know the name of the game. I put it in my wallet. Whatever you need, now they know I got it. When you hear the beat, come get on my rocket. We'll excel past the sky. You got me going, hey girl, hey shouty. Maybe I could read your mind. You want me to do the thing, so hey shouty. I'm thinking, can I make you mine? I'ma make you mine, make you mine, make you mine. I'ma make you mine, I'ma make you mine.
wasting time. I like to slowly grind, as you wind, I'll be behind it. It's so simple, I can get whoever I want.
I'm into,
I'll get you whatever you want.
Wait, wait, forget them other women, they are losing, you are winning.
Hold up, wait, let me finish. Baby, time does not replenish, so please don't hold your breath unless you are long winded.
I know the name of the game, I put it in my wallet.
Making one of those for me, would you?
Oh, maybe. What would you be willing to do for me?
What do you want?
Take your index finger and your thumb and lightly grip the base of your tail.
What?
Lightly grip the base of your tail with your index finger and your thumb, and then slide your fingers up the length of your tail to the tip.
Why?
Because that's what I asked you to do.
It's kind of weird. Is this some kind of sexual thing?
Nobody said anything about sexual. There's nothing sexual about it. I'm just asking you to perform a simple task. Take your index finger and your thumb and lightly grip the base of your tail and run your fingers along the length of your tail.
You mean stroke it?
Nobody used that word. This is not a stroking motion. This is a completely non-sexual thing I am asking you to do in a completely non-sexual way. Squeeze the base of the tail lightly with your thumb and index finger. And then, while continuing to squeeze, run them up the length of your tail to the tip, and I'll make you a clone.
I only have to do it once?
I'll tell you when to stop.
I don't know why you stop it. Nobody tells you to stop.
Give me a little smile. Your lips look a little dry. Why don't you wet them a little bit?
Oh, my God! You're so weird! All right, I'll make you a clone, buddy.
West Coast Wednesdays, tuned in to the motherfucking nigga, my motherfucking homie, the motherfucking dagger. You know what I'm saying? What's up, Queen V? Hook me up with some of your homegirls. You be tripping. Bang Out Radio, bitch.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, home night. Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yep.
All right, Westwood in the background watching the Lakers getting their ass whooped again. But, oh, man, here we go. Like I said, it's already a new year, and it ain't shit changed. Ain't nothing changed. Ain't nothing. It ain't even.
Are you on the phone?
What?
Is this nigga here on the phone?
Probably.
Are you on the phone?
Yeah, baby. Oh, that's
damn, nigga, damn. I'm trying to do a show and shit, nigga. Damn, because I can hear you, nigga. Anyway.
New year, same shit. And it's just amazing. Because like I said, I remember, I'm only bringing this up because I remember on the last show before the new year, I was trying to give out some, you know, tips. I was trying to bring out some resolutions and everything. And I was trying to give y'all, you know, a way to try to, you know, bring about a peaceful new year and everything. And already, like I said all the time, shit getting even worse already in 3 weeks. It's been 3 weeks, and already this year is fucked up. But behind people, like I said, people, they couldn't even wait. You know what I mean? Like I said, especially because you know why? You know what, number one, just real quick, because all these, everybody's going to pay taxes and shit, right? Just waiting to do some ignorant shit, right? So everybody's all trying to do this, that, or whatever. It's funny how niggas act with money, but that's a whole other story. But I'm just simply saying,
I'm trying, because again, I will say this also again, ladies, I love you. I love y'all. You know what I mean? But what the fuck are y'all doing? I don't know. And I guess that's always just also the paradox, because I mean, you're just never meant to know. I mean, it's just one of those things. But it's a problem. So since I can't, because see, I can sit here and talk about y'all all day. You know what I mean? I don't want to start things off like that. Okay. So let me. So things came to mind today. You know that I was like, okay, let me talk about myself, because the one thing I don't like is somebody try to tell me about me, or maybe you feel this situation. Somebody try to tell you about you. Like, you don't know yourself. Some of y'all don't know yourself. Let's get this straight. You know what I mean? Some of y'all don't. Some people need to tell y'all something and y'all don't listen. You know what I mean? That's but again, I know me. The shit people tell me about me, if they're complaining about me, is shit that I already know. You know what I mean? It's like, I already know what my issues are. So, I mean, so you telling me what you mad at, I know why you mad, because I know I do that. Yeah, that's me. I do that. So, you don't need to tell me that. Like, I do that. So it's no bullshit about it or anything. So, but at the same time, just like I say about everything else, you know, everybody got choices. You choose what you choose to deal with. This, that. I mean, you gotta put it. If you choose what you choose to go through, so there's no point. This is what I mean. It's all about. It's all about choice. This is what I always keep saying. No matter what you do, no matter what situation you're in, no matter what you go through, no matter what you complain about, you choose to either deal with it or go through it, or you don't. That's a simple math. So here's my thing for the new year. I would try to lay. And you know, I come up with all these little analogies and everything where I try to, you know, so y'all can relate. You know, what I mean, I try to break it down as simply as possible so I can put it out there for y'all. Because again, I want y'all to be better than me. You know what I mean? I sit up here and talk a whole lot of shit. You know what I mean? I really do be trying to be positive. I be on both sides of things and everything. Yeah. I do. You know what I mean? I be on both sides of it, because I mean, it's a rough world. But I mean, everything I say comes from a positive place. You know what I mean? I try to be that way. You know, because again, I try to be like Judge Mathis. That's the only person I can reference. Right? You know what I mean? That tough love type shit. Like, man, I'm not going to pull no punches with y'all because I care. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck. But I care. You know, it's weird. And that's me. People say I don't pick sides. I don't. I'm always on the middle, because it can go both ways. You know what I mean? It's like when people, we're talking about choices. So I make choices based on just how I feel, what I need to do, and everything like that. It's not because I'm swayed one way or the other. Because, I mean, I do a lot of shit, you know, that I don't want to do. You know, it's just like, because I choose to do it even though I don't want to. So, I mean, that doesn't mean I'm on that side of things. I'm all against it, but I'm doing shit anyway. So, I mean, it's just, like I said, everybody, choices. But I just want to lay some shit out off topic at the beginning of the year, you know what I mean, to let y'all know who you're dealing with, what's going on, you know, and so we can have an understanding. Because I live the simple life, hashtag simple life. Simple. I'm not talking, you know, farms and pigs and horses and shit, but I mean, the simple shit. No drama, no stress. Don't make you money. Don't make you happy. Don't fuck with it. Very, very simple. So, but the easiest way, I said it before, and I'm going to go back to my class reference, because I mean, if you've been around before, I said it before, like, anybody that deals in my class, you know what I mean, you start off with that A. But I'm going to extend this a little more, you know what I mean? But hold on, I got to say, what? You still on the phone?
No.
All right, here, come here. You gotta sit in on this one, man. I'm about to go to the ocean. We need everybody in here. Since you're here, you know what I mean. And Queen, whether you know what I mean, you remind me of like Oprah right now.
Why?
Where did you get this sweater from? I mean, I know it's cold in here, but that's like
for me.
Oh, okay, but you didn't buy it.
No.
Okay.
So
you have to set it up. I buy it. Like, I mean, I'm just saying, but I mean, Oprah balling now. I'm not trying to be like that or whatever. Now, I need to hear because I'm about to.
You talking about bitches?
Nah, in a way, yeah. But I'm talking about myself in reference to bitches. You see what I mean? Because we can talk about bitches all day. Y'all talk about bitches all day. We try to be a little bit more humble here on Wednesdays. You know what I mean? But the bad guys in the background, this is
your
fault. Yeah. But I used the class reference before where I tell them, like, if you fuck with me or whatever, you always start off with an A in my class. You chip away as I get to know you, as you do this, that, or whatever, and you chip away at your own grade. But I'm going to take this a little bit deeper. You know what I mean? Now, look. Say this is the Whittagang High School, right? Yeah. Whittagang, right? So I got my class. You know what I mean? Wes got his class. You know what I mean? Fresh got, you know, different personalities, different niggas, different classes, right? You know what I mean? Different curriculums,
okay.
Right. Different homework assignments. You know what I mean? Different expectations. Ladies, you decide we, and it's also like college. We're in college. We're not even going to say high school. We'll say college because college, you decide what you want to do if you want to go to class or not. You decide if you want to spend your money. You decide everything. And high school is basically one of those things you kind of got to do it unless you just want them motherfuckers that don't give a fuck. But we're going to talk college. We're going to talk grown people here. You know what I mean? We're going to try to say grown. So, like I said, Whittagang College, you know what I mean? University, however you want to look at it. You know what I mean? Professor Fody B, you know what I mean? Everybody, we got our classes. We promoting our classes. You know what I mean? This is what I got to offer. This is what you got to offer. You know what I mean? Rule and bitches. Choose the classes that they want to take. Ain't that what? When you choose classes in college, right, you give you a big-ass book, or depending on what your major is or what you're going to class for, you know what I mean? You take the classes for that class or for that, you know what I mean? So this is where I'm at. So, again, if you take in my class, you know what I mean? In my class, you start off with an A. You know what I mean? Again, always y'all start off with an A, period. Because, again, I don't judge. I don't set expectations, really. You know what I mean? I try to figure motherfuckers out on top. Because, you know, I got to be that way to me personally. Because I don't want to bring no other bullshit into what I'm trying to figure out with you. Because I don't know you like that. You know what I mean? You're a new motherfucker in the class. You know what I mean? I don't know you like that. So I'm trying to figure shit out. But I'm letting you know what's up with me. But then you got to look at the people that's in your class, though. You know what I mean? Because you got different people in the class. You got the motherfuckers. You got, like, what, the teacher's pet, that bitch that's always kissing y'all, you know what I mean, that goes overboard and everything like that. Now, again, I like a girl that does what I tell her to do, but for me, I don't ask for that much. So the things I do ask for, yeah, I would expect, that's me. But again, that bitch that's just always like, you want this, you want that, you want that, like, just overboard with it. Like, what are you trying to, you know, it just feels weird. You know what I mean? Because nobody's that nice. Not that nice. You know, then you got the ditcher, you know, that girl that comes in and out of class, you know what I mean? Sometimes she don't text, don't call, you know, talk to her for a little while, and then she just pops up like, hey, what's up, I'm here. You know what I mean? And then again, these different people in these different classes, in your class, you know what I mean, they're knocking off grades here, there, whoop and everything. Some bitches got, you know, this girl's doing hard over here, so she got her A. This one over here kind of slipping a little bit, but you know what I mean? Because she be putting in a little bit extra credit every now and then. You know what I mean? It's different. You got to look at it like that. Now, you're trying to graduate, I guess, in a sense. You know, nobody ever graduates, but then this is where we get
started. Never.
No.
Never.
Because we're living in a society where, again, these bitches, not my class, but they come to my class because they like the curriculum. You know what I mean? They get in there and realize what it's really about, and they realize, because, again, they just expect to, like, get a passing grade for not putting in no work or no effort, you know what I mean, or not attending class or not being there. Or
in my class.
You know what I mean?
I can check your film now. Don't teach me.
And then how you come in, like, this is what y'all out here doing in the real world, right? Y'all letting people come into your class and into your life and into your curriculum and change what you got going on. Where do they do that at? How you gonna go into somebody's class and tell the teacher what you gonna do, what you not gonna do, what you gonna turn in? You know what I mean? Where the fuck they do that? But they expect that. This is what I mean. But see, this is where we just silently just knock off grades and everything. And once you get to a certain point, then you gotta get kicked out the class. I mean, or you know, they're those bitches that can't handle the curriculum. You know what I mean? They think it's a vibe. They think it's an easy class or this, that, or whatever. Like, there are some easy classes out there. Not at Whittagang University. You know what I mean? It's a very private, you know, kind of university here over here. You know, Whittagang.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You'll walk out with some knowledge, though.
You'll leave with something. You might not stay, but you'll leave with something.
You're not going to stay. None of you guys are not going to stay. You stay there for a little bit of time. See, that's why we don't offer full scholarships. You know what I'm saying? When we
no free ride. No free ride.
You
gotta pay your tuition. But again, see me personally, my class is a little rougher because Wes, you'll turn up a bitch's attributes. That's what your class is, right? How to
turn up your attributes, right? 101, right?
That's what you ask. See, I don't teach that. Bitch, you gotta come to my shit correct. I got them AP classes, you know what I mean? You gotta know what the fuck is going on at least before you step in here. And again, you know how people try to pretend like they got that kind of knowledge just so they can get into some shit, then they get in there and you falter. That's where I'm at. People try to fuck with me like, oh, I'm this, I'm that, and then they.
But you know, man, I hear it all, man. I swear I do. You know, especially, you know, this one girl had told me, she's like, yeah, I'm getting my shit together. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I said, so what you doing? She's like, well, I'm getting ready to check in school. I said, do you work? She's like, no. I said, well, what the fuck is you talking about? You come to me when you got something to say. Not when, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? You're not doing shit, so you trying to tell me what you about to do. Shit, I'm about to win $1 million, but ain't nobody saying nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. Like if the thing is, it's the generation, man.
Yeah.
I swear to you. I swear. But, real quick.
Yeah.
You know, because you just know it's the generation because some of these girls, I mean, it depends on what you want. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they don't want nothing.
You know what I'm saying? If they want, most of them want somebody to hand it to them. You know?
Yeah, half part. They don't want to do
pretty
shit.
Much of that. You know what I'm saying? Look, me, I don't mind helping out, but believe me, you're not just about to get it for just being cute.
I mean, but you can get a scholarship, but how do you keep a scholarship? You got to keep your grades up, right?
Right.
Ain't that how the scholarship works? If your grades drop, your scholarship goes away. Ain't that? Am I lying?
It's true.
See why I try to connect shit so y'all can understand? This is simple shit, right? But see how it goes together? Am I lying?
You got to see the scouting report. You know what I mean? Give them the scouting report and see
when,
what you want
to get. When you apply to college, right, don't you got to send in your transcripts?
Right.
Don't I got to see what you may be able to do if you come to this motherfucker?
Yeah, I mean,
you
took
you know what I mean?
Don't, how you know is.
Don't I got to see what kind of past education you have already before you even come to this bed? But this is what I mean. We accept people, though. You know what I mean? This is what I mean. University, you may be that bomb bitch from the hood. You know what I mean? Or whatever. They're just trying to get that chance. You know what I mean? They just want to come to win a gang. You know what I mean? To try to see if you can. You know what I mean? It don't matter. Or you could be that top notch bitch from Beverly Hills or whatever. Still think you can come over here and think you can do something. Don't matter.
You're not coming to my class. You can like, come home crying.
Like,
that you have it, man.
Oh,
no bougie.
The easiest class y'all gonna probably have is fresh with the class. We just gonna want y'all to teach that nigga. You know, he gonna teach home ec. You know what I mean? Y'all gonna fuck with his class. That may be an easy class for y'all. You know, but I'm gonna tell y'all that right now.
I'm gonna give you a game, and you say you go home to your nigga, he gonna be happy. I'm just saying. Like, this nigga is teaching you some good stuff. By the way, you know.
Yeah,
when she's in the cut, you know, she has her special curricular activities.
And I mean, this is what I'm saying. If it was United class, when you're not in class, you know what I mean? You got to do your homework. You know what I mean? You got to stay up on shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is
stay focused.
Come on.
You got to.
You can't leave. What the motherfuckers that go leave class, go party it or whatever, go do some other shit, don't fuck with class. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Sneak into other people's classes to hang with the homegirls and shit, right? Or to do some other shit. You know what I mean? When you go, you're supposed to be in your class, but you're in another class. You know what I mean? Come on!
Elementary.
I try to keep it simple, y'all. Simple life. Hashtag simple life. You know, and I'm not sitting here trying to bullshit y'all either. I mean, I know my class. Like I said, you survive my class. You know what I mean? Have class, have boot camp type shit. You know what I mean? You survive. It's worth it. It's like motherfuckers go off that shit through, go off to law school, medical school. You know how much school that shit is? You know what I mean? You know how much school that is?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Medical shit, 12 years, law school, 6, you know what I mean? And you know how many of them years? You putting in money and you not getting paid? Internships, you know what I mean, and everything, just because you want that. You know what I mean? You willing to do that. You know what I mean? Because you know it's going to pay off. That's what, you know what I mean? But y'all want that community college shit.
You know what I mean? Where y'all where that eat? You know what I mean? That where they just
they
throw
you.
Yeah, where they just throw you some shit. You know what I mean? Y'all want that? That's right. That's why everybody's all you know down here. You know what I mean? Y'all got that education. What with that? You can't get no corporate shit. At least not no top brands corporate shit and everything like that. Trust me, I know. Trust me. You know.
I mean, but if they suck some dick all the way to the top, man.
That part too.
You know, so you gotta do what you gotta do these days, you know what I'm saying? I guess, you know what I'm saying? I wish you know my boss was
there's a campus somewhere with just a bunch of bitch niggas or whatever, you know, suck dick university. You know what I mean? Come through, suck, fuck, you know what I mean? We'll pay for everything.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's all you gotta do. And who's the best dick sucker? Who's the best? You know what I mean? In that class or whatever. You know what I mean? There's a place for everybody.
It's going to be a rumor. They're going to tell who it is.
Yeah.
They're going to point to it like, she. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you get scared.
It's going to be a contest. It's going to be something to win. It's going to be something. That's what bitches is doing now.
She's going to get a purple heart for that.
For purple heart for dick sucking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
At the ceremony.
And I'll applaud you, you know what I mean, and everything like that. But like I said, your degree from Dick Sutton University is not gonna be as the same as this bitch's degree from Whittier University.
Sucking dick, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Anybody can get into, like I said, if you want to suck dick university and everything like that, anybody can get to that community college. You know what I mean? That's why it's called community college, because anybody can get it. You know what I mean? Anybody can get in there, anybody can do
that community push.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Nothing special about it. If niggas decide they want to take it or whatever and everything, they're going to take it. But there's no value to it. You know what I mean?
You're not
going to
get anything out of it. You
don't got to study for no shit like that. They ain't no little test to take. Or, you know what I mean? It's easy. Yeah. And why is it easy? That's why everybody does it. Mm-hmm. That's why everybody does it. Because it's easy. And that's the world we're living in now. Like I said, motherfuckers can't even walk anymore. Motherfuckers got a hoverboard everywhere and everything like that. Motherfuckers is lazy. Don't nobody want to do shit. Everybody wants everything, but don't want to do a motherfucking thing for it. That's just where we're at right now.
I mean, we just really don't even want to suck a dick lately.
Exactly.
And I'm
only leaning it this way because you know I still feel that I'm sorry not to sound sexist or whatever, but a man needs a woman that's gonna compliment what he's already doing. That's why I already say like a man's got to be the teacher. He sets the curriculum. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
Now,
no,
we. Yeah, go ahead. Bring me one of the Sierra Mist though. But again, like I said, pussy's powerful and everything like that. But it plays the background, you know, in any real given situation. I feel for it to be successful.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, look at the most popular man. Look at Obama. Look at Michelle, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The most popular man in the world. Whenever you see them in public. Whenever you see them out somewhere, this, that, or whatever, and everything, all smiles, you know what I mean? This my dude, you know what I mean? No. Nigga, I don't even think they got, he's had 2 years, right? 8 years as president. Do they have beef? Do they fight? Do they? I mean, but I bet you behind closed doors, she whooping that ass or in that nigga ear or whatever and everything like that. But when we out, you know what I mean? Where is she at? Right there on the side. You see what I'm saying? Because she knows. You know that's what I mean. That's some real shit. That's where I'm at right now. You know, you are that person, but know where you at though. You know what I mean? Don't don't get shit twisted. And don't you know if we out here doing what we doing, we know who's who. Behind closed doors, you can act because I'm gonna lie to the homies and everything anyway. You know what I mean? So when ain't nobody around, you can say and do whatever the fuck you want to. Like man, but that's why I use that analogy. Like I said, because I know some strong ladies up there and everything like that. But like I said, I would never go to a I would never go to a female teacher in the class. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to learn her curriculum and do it that way. You see what I'm saying? It's a little different kind of. See what I'm saying? That's why mostly it's like, how am I saying this? You need to find somebody. Like I'm saying, hey, you gotta find somebody that compliments you, which is why I use the class situation, because as if you're looking, if you are out there actually looking for somebody, because actually nobody's really looking for anybody anymore or anything like that anyway. You know, motherfuckers just don't fuck they want to do with it, whatever it is. But if you're actually out there looking for somebody, then you should already know kind of what you're looking for and what you like, what you don't like and everything, which is why, I mean, these should be the classes you should be looking for and the things you're trying to take.
Right.
Which is, so again, and then again, back to what we were talking about earlier, these are the choices you're making, right? So if you're making these choices, you keep ending up these fuck niggas and all this other shit and everything like that. Like, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? If that's what you want, that's what you want. And again, some of these universities are lies. You know, some of them motherfuckers, you know, you never know what you. But you gotta, again, that's why you gotta do your research. You gotta educate yourself. You gotta know what the fuck is going on. And that's just point blank here. Very, very simple. Simple shit. Simple. So. That's why I want to start this year, because just know what you want to do, and then again, if you're making choices, you can't be mad at the next person for the choices that you make. That's another thing I don't like. You know, people want to get mad because they made a choice, but then it's your fault that I made the choice. You can't blame nobody else for the choices that you make unless you got a gun pointed to your head. And who's out here putting guns to people's head like that? People putting guns to your head?
No.
Nah, people don't put a gun in my head. That's, I make my own choices. But, oh, man, we did have a call. But we'll get into some music, though. I've been rambling for a little minute. We will be right back. Got some news stories. Oh, got some other shit. Like I said, oh, dumb bitch. Oh, I got a new porn fetish, too. Got a new one. Very interesting.
Oh, okay.
Very interesting. Right. Make sure we talk porn. Okay. You know what I mean? I don't want to miss the porn conversation. It's very interesting. It's weird, but it's interesting. Interesting. We'll be right back, y'all. What's up, Wednesday? Talk night, Dagger Queen. Be right back.
I'm riding in my coming up, cupcake while we later. No questions, cell phone powered up, that's what I do. I'm riding in my hotel, coming to see you, cupcake it all night, while we later tonight. No questions, why I got my cell phone powered up, that's what I do when I'm done. Or maybe even 20. The drink, I got plenty. Wanna hit me with his Jimmy. He say he got the camcorder up so he can film me. Porno, but I'm no pinky. Can't cuff me like I'm kinky. With a twist, I got the swisher already rolled up, so hit this. Pushed up before we kissed. Looked me in my eyes and said he missed this. When it come to him, I gotta make a trip. This little baby just ain't the deal. More like my stress reliever when I'm going in. He keep me level-headed, text me good, call me love a friend. And in my skin, when I jump out, he jumping in. But then I leave and come back, we do it all over again.
Lost track of time, chillin' with the homies and my bag. There's the roses on your porch, love letter under the mat.
Forgive me.
Couldn't sleep, tossing and turning, hope you would call me back. When they know they called to say, I can see your silhouette wet when I close my eyes. I can smell you. I'm lost in love, I don't know what to tell you. My heart in the box, what I wish I could mail you. For all the money in the world, I wouldn't sell you. One more chance with this ring, I'll be with you. Slow jams on, my hoodoo don't feel the same. So sick, I feel ice running through my veins.
I'm riding in my hoodoo, coming to see you. Come take it all night, while we lay up tonight. No questions, why? I got my cell phone powered on. That's what I do when I'm just on. I'm riding in my hoodoo, coming to see you. Come take it all night, while we lay up tonight. No questions, why? I got my cell phone powered on. That's what I do when I'm just on. I'm
have any idea what I'm about to do to ya? Do you realize I'm the most turned up from my crew? You knew what it was soon as I suit you up. And you knew what it was soon as we left the club.
We was gonna get a room,
but we didn't make it that far.
Now the windows fogged up
in the backseat of my car.
I just met you, girl,
so we ain't in love.
I'ma pull that G-string to the side
like a good
my dog. Turn up is real, yeah, it's real.
Do you have any idea what this'll do to you? I mean, you just pop one, now you wanna pop two. Finished all your drink out of that double cup. Ain't no bartender here, now you want me to fill you
now
up.
Now we're zoning, you moaning till the early morning. Lost in the moment,
I know they probably don't condone this.
Sensation's the greatest cocaine, I can feel my face. Hold up.
I forgot
my turn
name,
up
baby.
Is real, yeah, it's real, yeah, so real, yeah. My turn up is real, yeah, it's real, yeah, so real, yeah.
My turn up is real, my turn up is real. My turn up is real.
Chill with me, damn, I'm really horny. Really? Feeling really naughty. Okay. Please come touch
Are you sure you acting like your pussy sore? Started on the bed, damn, how we end up on the floor. You was running at the scared, I grabbed your throat and your hair. Screaming,
motherfucker, bitch, and keep that pussy right there.
Dagger don't fuck fair, I like to keep the pussy soiled. Keep digging in it till you squirt.
I just struck oil.
Told you I fold you, crack your fucking back and stretch you out to toss the bitch.
Like the noob.
And I just got a paper route, take you out just like the trash. Laughing because you ask for cash. All you get is dick, bitch, cause all you got.
All that ass.
Feeling like pot, cause the fair exchange is all I see. Feeling like sugar free.
We fucking
pay me.
Damn, I'm really horny.
Really?
Feeling really naughty.
Okay.
Come touch my body.
I'm on the way.
Boy, baby, come chill with me. Damn, I'm really horny.
Really?
Feeling really naughty.
Okay.
Baby, come touch my body.
Here I come.
Boy,
here
baby,
I come.
Come chill with me. Damn, I'm really horny.
Really?
Feeling really naughty.
Okay.
Baby, come touch my body.
I'm on the way.
Boy, baby, come chill with me.
Tripped on titles cause I thought that we had more than that. All I wanted was the
truth.
Couldn't even give
me that. Every word she told of him, I can't believe the shit I did. Told me you was all career, so why you pregnant with a kid? Guess the dick was worth the risk, you couldn't even wrap it up. You didn't even do wrong right, never gave a fuck. Tell I be for 40B, show me girl you made your choice. I hope he's there to hold you down, cause I don't wanna hear your voice. Another loss, I'm chalking up, turn my back, no turning back. I want my girl to keep it, not a little rat. This is for the broken hearts, listen if you understand. If you lost a girl, if you lost a man,
hold on.
We know it's so hard to wanna leave the house, but you never put your
shoes on.
Where did all the
love go?
Up and out the
window.
Ran into a
door.
Should've went
slow-mo.
Live and learn. Don't forget the lessons you learned. And since it wasn't my fault,
I'm
not letting it burn.
With the Dagger and Queen V, slowing it down a little for the ladies.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday, Hump Night. Dagger and Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, all right. I'm a man real quick. My bad for having you on the side. I don't like that for so long, but you know how I get sometimes, Levi, man. I just get in my zone sometimes, man, and I just be on and on. But how you doing, boss? You good?
Yeah. What up, homie?
What's up, Levi?
What up, what up?
Chilling, man, relaxing, posted. That's about it, man. Trying to, like I said, man, already in the new year, shit's still the same old, you know what I mean? Shit's still getting worse.
Same old shit.
Fuck it. Yeah, exactly. What's going down on your end, though, boss, man?
Man, there's a lot going down on my end, man. There's a lot. I'm always working.
What's up?
I said, you know me, I'm always working.
As you should, man, but what's coming down the pipe, man? Let people know what they need to be looking out for or what's already out there, man. Like I said, I know they know, but I mean, just in case they don't, because some people act like they don't.
Well, of course, if you don't know now, you know Curse is in stores everywhere, so just go get it. Just dropped the EP on Christmas. Into my music, you know. Of course, Dagger's on there, you know. you know me. I'm back in the studio working on the sophomore album, Ambient Nightmares. Dagger's on that album as well.
<You know.
laughs> let me see. What else? Right now, you know, man, just trying to put together this Ambient Nightmares tour, Ambient Nightmares and Levi Takeover tour. My clothing line will be coming out soon, so you know I got to get you some when it come out.
The clothing line, like,
yeah, man.
Hey, nothing wrong with it, man.
Mm-hmm.
But shit, you hanging out tonight for a little while, Levi? You just dropping through for a second to holler at your boy?
Man, you know me, dog. I'm just sliding through. I had to let, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to let my manager know, you know what I'm saying?
my nigga who I fuck with. Oh, yeah, matter of fact, she on the line, Lady Super.
Hi. Hi, Dagger.
Oh, there she is. Hi. Don't be shy. Fuck
out. How you doing? Glad to finally talk to you. I'm doing good.
No problem. Good to hear. I hear you got my man out there working hard, man. Like I said, I wish. See, I can't find management
man,
like that out here. You know what I mean? Out here in LA,
your man got.
You know what I mean? Like
your man got your
yeah,
man got me working like
first.
A runaway slave. It's the other way around.
As he, oh really? Oh, we got you. Hey, either way, but I mean, shit, y'all keeping each other motivated, man. So ain't nothing wrong with that. That's good. That's real good. So keep doing it. And I'm definitely like looking forward to y'all stepping through LA and everything and future projects. Like I said, whatever y'all need, just let me know. It's nothing. Whatever I can do, I'm gonna put towards you.
We will definitely hit you up. He kind of underestimated or underrated what he got going on. Right now we're working on the world, like you said, the Levi Takeover Tour. We got a couple in studios with Atlanta and also in New Jersey. I have officially crossed him over to the East region. So, I mean, a lot of big things going on right now. He's on a couple mixtapes. And like you said, he's preparing for the sophomore album and just a lot of big things going on. But I will definitely keep you guys posted.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And yes, keep your foot in his ass. Make sure he keeps it moving. Don't let him slack off.
my foot in his ass and mouth. I'm going to kick him in his shit.
As you should, as you should. But all right, y'all, get back to work. Like I said, I'm right here. Y'all know where I'm at. Like I said, anytime. Y'all need it, you got it.
No problem. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, man. All right, Levi, man. Holla at me, man. Anytime.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Oh, shit. Levi, can't check in there real quick. Now, look. Right here, this bitch. Found this earlier today, right? This bitch is funny. She's rethought. She's made me rethink my whole get down on how to deal with bitches, right?
Okay.
This bitch right here. It's funny. Hey, it's fine. Oh, you did watch it? Okay, I was gonna have your commentary. That's fine. Hold on. Here we go. We're gonna take a play by play. Have you seen this video?
No.
Yeah. This bitch is funny. Here we go, y'all roll with it. Some of y'all may have seen it, some of y'all not, but this is what's wrong 2016. This is where we're at right now. I'm telling y'all. Y'all think I'm playing. Watch. Here we go.
Okay, this goes for the guys. Ladies. If you beat on me, your woman, you better get your ass kicked. If you
beat on your woman, and she called a police on you, she don't love you. That's the first thing out of her mouth, right? The first thing.
Okay.
If y'all hear it. Lady, if your nigga beats you and you call the police, you don't love him. You don't love him. Yep. Preach. Preach. This is, I'm rolling with her. I'm rolling with her in 2016. Let's keep it going. That's just the first line out of her mouth. That's the first sentence.
She don't love you. And if she get right back with you, don't fucking niggas get back with that bitch. Lady, if your man beats you, it's because he loves you.
All right,
he fucking loves you.
Oh. He don't just love. He don't just love you. He fucking loves you because he beats the shit out of you. Like I said, this my bad. Like I said, I'm listening. Whoever this bitch is, I'm listening to you, girl. I hear you.
Sir, are you
father?
I beat you because I love you.
My mama did say that to me. I gotta do this. I'm only doing this because I love you, son.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Oh,
all
right.
That's happened to me. It's happened to me. It's gonna hurt me more than it's gonna hurt you. But I love you, right? Fair to ride, spoil the child, right? I mean, I'm with it. Hold on. Let's keep going. I'm with it.
I love you because he clearly loves you deep inside.
He clearly loves you deep inside. That's why his fists keep going against your eye socket.
Mm-hmm.
That's why his fists keep going towards your eye socket. Mm-hmm. He deeply loves you. Like, let's keep it. Let's look. I'm with it. 2016. I'm with it.
I get beat on probably every fucking 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks, she get an ass whooping. And she's saying it with a smile.
Not funny. That's so horrible. Like, and this.
She's saying it with a smile. She's smiling about it. Hold on, let's keep it. Every 2 weeks. So it's one of those things like, you ever slap a kid just to pop him? Just because he ain't even got to do nothing. It's mostly boys. You know what I mean? Like my little baby nephew Brady, you know what I mean? He got one of them heads. We just wanted to smack him in it sometimes. Just pow. You know what I mean? He don't even got to do nothing. You know, just hit him. But you know they're going to do something. So, I mean, I just owe you one. You know what I mean? Is that what we can do now? I can just beat on you because I owe you that? You know what I mean? I just wanted to show you I loved you real quick. 2 week notice, right? Bam. 2 weeks. Quick couple of black eyes real quick. And you know I love you, right, babe? Smooches. Hold on. Like, yes.
I love that's you. Why when bitches fight me and stuff, that's how I know how to take licks and stuff.
See, I'm training you to fight bitches. See, I like this girl. I like her.
No.
If you can take, look, if you can take one of my punches, you know what I mean? If I'm beating on you every 2 weeks, that, and if you can take my punches and you get used to it, then ain't no bitch going to hit you as hard as I am. You know what I mean? That's smart. That's smart. I'm with you, girl. I'm with you. Like I said, you done changed my whole, everything I thought about life. You know what I mean? You done changed it today. Today. Now, this girl right here, she need a church. If she had a church, I go to her church.
Oh.
And she preaching.
Oh.
She preaching.
That's why they should be trying to lock me up. They can't lock me up.
Because you take hits from a grown-ass man, bitch. I feel you. Ain't no bitch going to be able to knock you out.
Look, I'm not. Mm-mm.
If you're used to getting knocked out by Tyson, you know what I mean? Let me just say, like, Tyson walks up to me every 2 weeks. Tyson walks up to me every
that's
2 weeks
okay.
And knocks me out. Bam. Bam. You know what I mean? Every 2 weeks. Eventually, you know, even though Tyson may be able to knock me out, ain't no regular street nigga on nobody under Tyson going to be able to just knock me out, at least not like that. Because I've been trained for it already. I feel you, girl. I'm with you. Like, damn.
I'm so used to getting my ass beat by my nigga that y'all hits don't affect me.
Don't even look how confident she is. You know I lack confidence. Bitch, I ain't even worried about you. Nigga, my nigga whoops my ass. Bitch, you think you can see me? Like, you gotta love this confidence. Gotta love it. I love it. I do love it. Look at it. Is she giving them looks like, you know how bitches get that look like, bitch, please, like, like,
Play a video. Like, let me see. I mean, why do y'all call the police? I'm so sick of, goddamn, y'all talking about domestic violence. That's not no domestic violence. Goddamn, she loves that shot. Just like a woman beats her man. She loves.
Pineapples.
Oh, you didn't like that?
I can beat on all the time. Yeah. Girls always try to fight me. Girls always try to beat me up and everything. But no, because I mean, because I don't fight back. If it was really a fair fight, it would be, but it wouldn't be fair. But again, if I was dealing with this like this, where if I could really knock her the fuck out and she ain't going to call the police, it'll be on. I would have no worries. None. And I dare the bitch to hit me because I know I can hit her back. That's what I mean. I'm with her.
No.
We can really just get out here and squad, and I know you're not going to call the police on me. You know what I mean? And I can go all out, and you're going to take it, and it's going to be okay, and you're going to like it, and you're going to know I love you. Oh, my God. I like this bitch. This right here is cool.
She loves him. And don't let nobody tell you different. So you need to get out the relationship. No, she whooping that motherfucking ass because she loves you.
I'm whooping that motherfucking ass because I love you.
And she is serious.
Dead serious.
And then y'all have makeup sex. When me and my man.
See, that's why I don't like that. That's probably a lot. Because, I mean, if we just sit out here and had a real big fist fight and shit or anything, I wouldn't want to fuck. Because, I mean, your face going to be all fucked up and shit. I can't get no head because your lips going to be butt. I mean, who wants to? So we got to make a sex for what? After we heal up? I mean, what kind of shit is that?
Fuck.
Like.
When he got done pushing me in my stomach or dragged me and shit?
When he got done punching me in my stomach and dragging me. Like, you cannot make this shit up. You can't make it up. Oh, my God. Like I said, it's a new year, y'all. I love it. I do.
He eats my asshole. He eats my doodle house.
See? The groceries. We were talking about spot eating the groceries. But he eats the groceries, though.
Oh, my God.
So I could beat you up if I eat the groceries? So I can whoop your ass on the titties and eat the groceries, makes that all okay, right? Everything okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can't make it up.
And she barely can talk English, y'all. This is, I don't know what language she's speaking. You know what I mean? We're trying to put it together like she has them on. It's not nothing skipping or anything like that. That's actually her and her vocal patterns. You know what I mean? And she has one of those earrings in the nose, the little bull horn thing right here. You know, she got one of those too. But she's not ugly. You know what I mean? This is what I mean. Some cute girls be the cutest girls be the most just dumbest bitches. I swear. But she gotta be like, again. Yeah. She's not a city bitch. You can tell from the accent. She from over there somewhere.
It's over. I can forget her. I love my man. I love that big nigga. My baby is
6'2".
6'2". She's
260. 260.
That motherfucker's solid. Okay.
Beating the fuck out of your ass.
But, ladies, don't call the police on your nigga when they beat your ass.
Don't do it.
And let me tell you something.
Don't do it.
Homegirl, did you see your homegirl or your sister or your mama getting their ass whooped by their boyfriend? Don't call the police. Don't call the police. And let me say something. Let my mama or let my sister.
Her mama or her sister? What do you think she's going to say? I know what she's going to say. I've seen the video. What do you think she's going to say? Let her mama or her sister do what? What's she gonna do?
Beat that.
Exactly. You gonna beat somebody.
Let my friend call the police on mommy. I'm gonna beat their ass.
I love it. So we get in the fight. I'm beating your ass in front of your family. I'm beating you up in front of your family.
And
they call the police. The police up. You gonna whoop them. I love it. I do.
Don't police on my nigga.
Don't call no police on my nigga. Who the fuck is you? Who the fuck is you call police on my nigga? I ain't gonna call the police on my nigga. Who the fuck is you?
Fuck wrong with you. I love my man. Fuck wrong with you. Police ain't locking nothing up. Fuck wrong with you. But
nigga,
if she call the police on you, she don't love you.
She call the police on you, she don't love you.
Just like if a nigga call the police on a girl, she don't love you.
She call the police on you, he don't love you.
Just take that ass whooping.
Take that ass whooping.
Make up and have lots of babies.
No.
They beat you because he loves you.
No. Yes.
Yeah.
But no.
They have lots of babies.
Now that I'm losing. Yeah. See, she's losing me now. I can agree with something. I'm not going to agree with everything. You know what I mean? Like I said, that fighting and then thinking.
Spread the ignorance around.
That fighting and then just think everything's cool afterwards and we just go have sex or not. Because, again, I'm not even going to. We're just going to finish with her real quick.
Women.
I do like that.
Oh. Hell, we gonna join.
I like that. I'm not.
Why to share your dad? Learn to share your nigga? Why you can't share your nigga?
Learn to share your nigga. Why you can't share your nigga? I mean, I like some of these points. You know,
I'm not. I cannot believe you.
Cause quick pause. You know what I mean? It's one of the situations where.
Oh my God.
Well, like I was talking about earlier with the class and everything like that. Let's just say another reason why I feel like I'm out of place sometimes.
Quick,
just side note. You know what I mean? Because I mean, me being first, because nobody really has, as far as I go, me personally, nobody really has beef with me personally. You know what I mean? One-on-one, nobody has beef with me. Usually, most of my problems come from girls and other girls. You know what I mean? That's where mostly my problems come from. Nobody one-on-one really has beef with me. You know what I mean? But they got beef with the people that be around me. You know, that's where my... But, again, if I was, who is it, the A-Rabs that do it? You know what I mean? The ones that get, like, 7 wives? Who do that? Is that the Arabs?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. Or whatever, you know what I mean? They get like, all them is cool. They all roll with each other. They all be in the same house, all cooking dinner together. Everybody got 7-course meal. Everybody courses a meal or something like that. Who do it?
The polygamist.
Mm-hmm. Or whatever, you know what I mean? I just feel, you know, if I was just a different person in a different aspect maybe somewhere or whatever, maybe things would just run a little bit smoother for me, you know what I mean? But, I mean, I can agree with certain points, some of them. I'm just saying.
That shit is
Hell no.
I mean, she just
really.
She don't care.
Down here and just let somebody.
She don't care.
And just try to tell me because.
You could beat on me because I love you. You know what I mean? You could beat on me in front of.
Grown ass man that I know can beat my ass. Like what kind of?
You could beat on me in front of family. You know what I mean? We gonna fuck. We have a lot of babies.
And
you can fuck other bitches. What the? You know what I mean? Me personally, I see why some niggas might go for. You know why niggas might go for this. You know what I mean? Like. I mean, I can see it. You know what I mean? I can kind of see it. But some niggas, this bitch is perfect. You know, like, damn, don't give a damn. But, see, hold on. But, you know, let's keep going. Almost there.
What's the problem?
cold, the skies are plain. No matter what the weather says, I know. Sometimes we're happy all the time. Things are good and when they're bad, I wouldn't change the times we've had, because
I know.
Baby, baby, say you'll stay. Don't ever take your love from me.
Through thick and thin, through the ups and downs, I'll still be around, taking care of you.
Steady love, every time that I'm holding me, whether it's cold or dry. No matter what the weather says,
I know.
Sometimes we're happy all the time. Good things are good and when they're bad, I wouldn't change the times we've had, because
I know.
talking about my man. I wanna see what he's talking about. Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring, ring. What's he doing? I'm sitting here fantasizing about what we do. Thinking about cooking up his favorite food. Collard greens, mac and cheese, and there's only
waiting to exhale.
You, yeah.